I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, May 1st. Oral arguments are set to begin in the state's highest court next week regarding whether the city of Quincy can erect two statues honoring first responders. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch commissioned the statues depicting the Catholic patrons of police and firefighters, Michael the Archangel and Florian, to honor Quincy's first responders. City officials planned to erect the two statues, which cost taxpayers $850,000, outside the new public safety complex. Last May, 15 plaintiffs, represented by the ACLU of Massachusetts, sued to stop the statues from going up. In that suit, the group claims they don't want publicly owned property or government officials promoting specific religious beliefs, which they say violates the state constitution. In October, a Norfolk Superior Court judge temporarily halted the installation of the statues. Joseph Davis, senior counsel at Beckett's and an attorney for the city of Quincy, argues that the court should allow the statues to be erected to protect the city of Quincy's freedom to honor its firefighters and police officers. Attorneys for the city say that worldwide, first responders view Florian, a Roman firefighter from antiquity, and Michael the Archangel, long associated with protection against evil, as inspiring symbols of their professions. Fire departments often adopt the Florian Cross, while police frequently identify with Michael in their mission to safeguard communities, according to the city's attorney. Quincy commissioned the statues of Florian and Michael from the same artist who created the city's John Adams and John Hancock statues. Quincy has garnered support for the case. A coalition of 18 organizations and scholars, including the nation's largest firefighter and police unions, diverse faith groups, and prominent constitutional scholars, recently filed 12 Friend of the Court briefs asking the court to rule in favor of Quincy. Oral arguments begin next Wednesday in the John Adams Courthouse in Boston. The Quincy City Council is supporting a statewide effort that would force major corporations that are seen by environmentalists as contributors to climate change to pay into a climate change super fund. This week, Ward 5 Councilor Maggie McKee said Quincy has spent over $26 million on seawall improvements and other repairs as a result of coastal flooding since 2011 that should have been paid by companies that are believed to be the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. Ward 3 Councilor Walter Hubley co-sponsored the resolution with McKee that passed unanimously. Senator John Keenan of Quincy has already signed on to the Senate version of the bill, which remains in committee on Beacon Hill. A man accused of assaulting his daughter's school bus driver in Canton earlier this week while children were on the bus was ordered held without bail yesterday. 31-year-old Aaron Whitehead of Fall River was charged with assault and battery on a person over 60, witness intimidation, destruction of property, and disorderly conduct. The alleged assault took place Tuesday morning as the bus was picking up students. Police said Whitehead pulled his car in front of the bus as he was trying to get his daughter on at an unauthorized stop. The driver explained it was against policy and continued to the route into Randolph, stopping on Avalon Drive. That's where the girl was allowed on, but police say Whitehead then forced his way onto the bus and started punching the driver. Responding officers noted a laceration under the driver's left eye and swelling of his face. He was taken to Milton Hospital for treatment. Officers said video from the bus shows Whitehead shouting at the driver repeatedly before grabbing him and punching him at least seven times. The police conclude that Whitehead left the area before officers arrived. A warrant was issued for Whitehead's arrest after he was identified. He was arrested by Randolph Police Wednesday night in Stoughton and arraigned yesterday in Quincy District Court. On her 20th birthday, as World War II raged on, Mildred Millie Cox enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps Women's Reserve. The Massachusetts native served in the Aviation Women's Reserve Squadron 15, supporting flight operations at the U.S. Marine Corps Air Station in Cherry Point, North Carolina, She served as a stenographer. She joined the Marine Corps basic training in South Carolina with 22 women and 3,000 men during World War II. Cox, a pioneer and notably among the first women Marines, died at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Milton last week, surrounded by her family. She was 102. Yesterday, Quincy city officials remembered Cox, a longtime resident of Quincy, for her dedication to her country and community. 2 years ago, the city honored Cox for her service at the Quincy Navy Park at Marina Bay. The park offers a lasting tribute to sailors, Marines, and Coast Guard members. Born and raised in South Boston, Cox was a graduate of Girls Latin High School and later earned an associate degree from Quincy Junior College. She lived in Quincy for over 70 years and was a longtime winter resident of Marco Island, Florida. After her military service, Cox continued her commitment to Quincy through her work with the Quincy Public Schools and later as a clerk with Quincy Veterans Services. A funeral mass will be held at 10 o'clock this morning at St. John the Baptist Church in Quincy Center. Interment with military honors will be held at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. Fewer than 50,000 of the 16.4 million World War II veterans are still alive, according to the National World War II Museum. Gas prices in Massachusetts continue to soar past the $4 a gallon mark, jumping 20 cents in the past week. The current average in the state is $4.16 for a gallon of regular gas, according to AAA. The national average is rising as well to $4.30. That's an increase of 27 cents since last week. Gas prices are at their highest level since the Iran war started. Crude oil prices spiked to $126 a barrel yesterday as the Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed. President Trump's expected to be briefed on plans for a potential new wave of strikes against Iran. The record high for Massachusetts is $5.05 that was set in June of 2022 as Russia's invasion of Ukraine drove up oil costs. Earlier this month, the price of gas topped $5 at one Boston station. Gas prices hit $4 a gallon in Massachusetts last Sunday for the first time since 2022. A year ago, gas was just under $3 a gallon. Gas is cheapest in Massachusetts in Bristol County, where prices average $4.07 a gallon. In Suffolk County, it's $4.30. The most expensive is on Nantucket at $5.56 a gallon. Diesel fuel prices are also on the rise, reaching $5.80 a gallon yesterday. Experts say high diesel prices can affect the cost of everything from Amazon items to supermarket groceries. Former Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts is in hospice care in Maine. Frank served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1981 to 2013. Politico reported on Tuesday that he is home in Ogunquit, Maine, being treated for congestive heart failure. One of the first openly gay members of Congress, Frank is well known as one of the sponsors of the Dodd-Frank Act, which reformed federal financial oversight. In response to the 2008 financial crisis, the longtime lawmaker said he's not experiencing pain or discomfort. Frank is 86 years old and planning to release a new book later this year. Well, keno and scratch tickets are by far the biggest money makers for the Massachusetts State Lottery. Now, the lottery's preparing to launch a new game that combines the two. The new $5 keno instant ticket game will hit stores on May 12th. The lottery says it works like any other scratch ticket, but is designed to mirror the experience of the popular monitor game. The game features a top prize of $1 million, just like keno, and bonus spots that can reveal wins of $25, $100, or $450. And also like keno, there are 3, 4, 5, and 10 times prize multipliers. This is the second time the lottery has tried a keno-themed instant ticket game. The last time was in 1996. Scratch ticket sales were down almost $11 million in March compared to March of last year. The lottery attributed a drop in scratch ticket revenue to more people claiming grand prizes. Keno sales were up over $677,000 for the month compared to March of last year. Overall, scratch tickets and Keno make up nearly 90% of the Massachusetts lottery sales. Another lottery offering, Mega Millions, has seen a 24% drop in sales since the multi-state game switched formats to make the tickets more expensive. Lottery is also rolling out its latest $50 scratch ticket. Unlike previous $50 tickets that offered jackpots up to $25 million, the grand prize for $500,000 Frenzy is $500,000. But the lottery says the ticket offers the best chance to win $500,000, $5,000, or $500,000 in state lottery history. Miriam Toppin Banks bought herself a $1 scratch ticket and won big. The Quincy woman won $100 a week for life in the Massachusetts State Lottery's $100 a week for life, $1 instant ticket game. Toppin Banks chose the cash option on her prize and received a one-time payment of $80,000 before taxes. She told lottery officials she plans to save the winnings. The winning ticket was purchased at Dorgan's Package Store in South Boston. The store will get a $1,040 bonus for the sale of the ticket. Well, the 36th annual Cleaner Greener Quincy citywide cleanup will be held Saturday from 9 to noon at locations across the city. Volunteers will gather at parks, playgrounds, beaches, and other public locations for the annual community cleanup and then are invited to a cookout at Pageant Field. The city will provide cleaning tools, which may be picked up at the Parks Department today. Call 617-376-1251 for more information. The Friends of the Blue Hills will hold a cleanup for Park Serve Day on Saturday from 9 to 1 at Houghton's Pond in Milton. Volunteers are welcome. Visit friendsofthebluehills.org for more information. Check out business news, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 790 points. The NASDAQ rose 219. The S&P added 73. World shares were mixed, with most markets closed for May Day holidays. The dollar's down. The euro rose. Oil at $111 a barrel. In sports, it is a decisive game 7 between the Sixers and Celtics Saturday night at 7:30, after Philly beat Boston 106-93, tying up that series at 3 games apiece. And the Sabres come to the Garden tonight at 7:30 for Game 6 of the NHL playoffs, with Buffalo leading that series 3-2. And the Red Sox host the Astros at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: sunny and pleasant, high 65 degrees. Cloudy tonight at a low 46. Tomorrow, some scattered showers at a high 60. Sunday, scattered showers, high of 58. Sunny on Monday at a high 68. For the Boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots. A high tide, 12:11 p.m. Sunrise, 5:38. Sets at 7:43. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 1st.